we live in a time when people are struggling to pay their bills, and the public of New Zealand demand the highest accountability and scrutiny for public finance. Of course, I'd be looking much more carefully and looking much more carefully about whether it was appropriate for my parliament to change.
Do you expect any further by Mr. Gough now that you've made the
bond? It's entirely up to Mr. Gough where he places his team. As I said, my most important job is representing the constituents who in 5 elections have elected me to the MPs for Tiatutu, and that's what I'll be doing with great enthusiasm and energy.
Have you been told that you'll retain your conservation portfolio?
Look, it's entirely up to Mr. Gough what he does. He's the leader, he has my total loyalty. And whatever he chooses to do with me, I will serve with energy and enthusiasm.
When you were asked this week, did you consider resignation?
Doc, I'll be absolutely truthful with you, Jessica. Of course, when this trouble broke, I felt stressed out and I felt uncomfortable. It did cross my mind. I got a chance to talk to my electorate committee, who had unanimously passed a resolution that they want me as their candidate, and they have urged me to stay. Lots of constituents have contacted my electorate office this week, urging me to stay, and I've got time and space to think about that, and I will be standing at the next election, and I will be seeking to again to represent for Labour the people of Tiatutu. I consulted lots of my friends, and lots of them chose to consult me, and Helen Clark is one of my friends whom I'm in very regular contact with, and yes, I did speak with her.
And what was her advice?
That you'd have to ask her about what her advice to me was, but she gave me, along with all of my other friends, good advice, and that's helped me to focus on why I'm here today. Any other questions?
Given the events of the past week and the pressure that was put on you by Phil Gough and the expectations he had of you, why should the public believe the genuineness of this apology?
I just want to assure you again, my apology is absolutely sincere, and I apologise to the taxpayers of New Zealand and to my colleagues.
Why did you spend $600 of taxpayers' money on Labour Party souvenir marks?
I'm not getting into the details of particular purchases. That's become a total distraction of the issue. I'm apologising to my travel and I'm apologising to my speech.
Does Phil Gough express to you any concern about the impact that your handling situation put on his leadership and his ability to handle this?
I had a free and frank discussion with Mr. Gough. The events of the last week have not made his job easy. It's very hard being the leader of the opposition. He's wanting to focus on the big issues in New Zealand, the GST rise, the rising unemployment, and the other issues that are gripping our country. And that's what he wants to focus on, and that's what I want to focus on as well.
And what message has he given you about behaviour in the future?
He's given me a stern message about the absolutely good behaviour, as he expects from all the MPs, and I've listened to
him. You say it with a smile, though.
No, because that's the different thing. I mean, this has been a difficult time for me, for my Labour colleagues, and I want to put it behind me. That's why I'm here today. I want to start fresh next week, enthusiastic, and just focusing on the real.
Chris, your spending, your credit card spending, you lift it up.
I'm not getting into issues about costs. That's all on the net. People can look at it. They can compare it to other people. I'm here to apologise today. I do that with sincerity. I apologise for my travel. I apologise for taking my partner as often as I did. And for any spending, the $250, 3 items by my staff, 2 by me, which were outside the mature guidelines, of course I've paid for those. And I do that with what else could I do?
How long did it take you to realise how damaging this would be for
Jessica, it took a few days because it was a pretty hectic scene last week, as you will all appreciate. I needed some space to think about that. I'm really grateful that Mr. Gough gave me that week in Auckland to think about it, to get it all in perspective. And I'm here today to sincerely apologise. I've had a chance to think about it, to see that there is an issue, which I can see initially, and I accept that.
Why are they so long? If the travel was a long time ago, that's been an ongoing issue, why is it suddenly that you've got this, suddenly come around to the idea that it's looking appropriate this week?
Because I think it's now become such an issue in the media, it is a distraction. I had a chance to think about it in a very focused way, and I sincerely apologise for the amount of travel.
Chris, do you think that you should have stayed and talked to the media about the purpose
of this? Of course I should have, Patrick, and I wish that I had. We wouldn't be having today's press conference. It would have been all behind us a week ago. I made a mistake. I'm here today to apologise.
Why has it taken you so much longer than people like Shane Jones and Mitter, who we came out pretty much straight away?
Well, you've got to say that Shane handled it really well. I could take some media lessons from that.
So why did you go?
I think it was a very stressed situation, and I made a mistake, and I'm here today to apologise for that. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.